As the dazed and wounded survivors of Pickett's charge streamed back across the field, General Lee rode out through the smoke and dust to console and rally his men. Exhausted men hobbled along, anguished, crippled, some using rifles or each other as crutches. Although Lee's words gave comfort, the vivid memories of this defeat remained. J.H. Moore of the 7th Tennessee remembered, as the charging column neared the Emmitsburg Road, volley after volley of small arms aided with dreadful effect in thinning our ranks. We reached the first fence and clambered over. The time it took to climb to the top of the fence seemed to me an age of suspense. It was not a leaping over, it was rather an insensible tumbling to the ground in nervous hope of escaping the missiles that buried themselves and falling victims in the ground and in the fence against which they rattled with the distinctness of large raindrops pattering on a roof. James Clay of the 18th Virginia remembered, I was struck down by a fragment of shell about 100 yards from the clump of trees. Semi-conscious, my blood almost blinding me, I stumbled and fell among some rocks, severely injuring my knee. G.W. Finley of the 56th Virginia describes the scene on Cemetery Ridge. The Federal gunners stood manfully to their guns. I never saw more gallant bearing in any men. They fired their last shots full in our faces and so close that I felt the flame of the explosion. And not until we had crushed their supports did they abandon their guns. Captain McCullough of the 18th Virginia wrote, every member of my company was hit by a bullet. I received two shots. The man who shot me last was less than 20 feet away, and I fell beside a gun carriage. Lieutenant John James of the 11th Virginia records a critical moment. Some of the men had taken possession of the cannon when we saw the enemy advancing heavy reinforcements. We looked back for hours, but in vain. We were compelled to fall back. Lieutenant Wood of the 19th Virginia remembered his meeting with General Pickett on the field after the assault had failed. General Pickett silently extended his hand, and as he turned aside, almost sobbed out the words, my brave men, my brave men. I felt that after all, we were not disgraced. Colonel Eppa Hunnen of the 8th Virginia later wrote, I have frequently been invited to go over the battlefield of Gettysburg, but I never could summon the courage to do so. If I were to go over the line of our charge, I would say, here fell Captain Green. Here fell Captain Bissell. Here fell Captain Grayson. Here fell Captain Ayers, and a host of others. It would nearly kill me to see where so many brave men fell, all of them among the best friends I ever had.